You're listening to The Kylo Show, the podcast where we talk about how to keep your love on no matter what and why whole healthy families are going to save the world. And it starts right now.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Kylo Show.
Whole healthy families are going to save the world.
Yes, those are my children. If you didn't catch on to that already, And we had to practice that, but we did it, guys.
We did it.
You did it. We have kicked Papa off of his own show and replaced him with the three of you. And you have to remember that most of the people are listening to this. So when you nod your head, you should say yes.
Yes.
There you go. Because not everybody watches it. But we're going to introduce my kiddos. I'm so excited to have them here because we are doing the Imperfect Parenting book release kind of episodes of The Kylo Show, which is why we kicked Papa off, or Danny Silk, as you know him. But I just think it's a great, great display of how his legacy is thriving. So let's start youngest to oldest. Why don't you tell everybody your name, your age, and what grade you're in?
My name is Lincoln Serple, and I am almost 11 years old, and I'm in fifth grade.
Awesome.
I'm Adeline, and I'm 13, and I'm in seventh grade.
Mm-hmm. I'm Delaney. I'm in 12th grade, and I'm 17.
That's all my kiddos. Are you guys excited to be here?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm a little nervous.
I'm glad I kicked Papa out.
Take over his spot. Well, I wanted to have the kids on the show. Really, because they are actually the only endorsements that I got in my book. Mm-hmm. And I did that on purpose because I was thinking about all the different endorsements, which we just learned what endorsements means before this, which is someone that's basically in writing why you should read this book. And I thought of all the people I could ask that maybe are famous or have other books out there and different things. But it was really important to me that you guys wrote my endorsements. Do you know why I asked you to write my endorsements?
I think it's a parenting book and you're parenting us. And so we kind of are the ones that you're writing about. And so we're just kind of explaining how we benefited from how you are writing all that and stuff. So
yeah, I mean, similar to what Lainey said, like, if it's about parenting, then I mean, it makes lots of sense to have it about, like, your family, like, your children be in the book and, like, doing the endorsement.
Yep, that's it.
So, yeah.
Do you have any ideas, Lincoln?
Probably what they said.
Yeah, ditto to the girls. Yeah, pretty much. I thought, if I want the world to read my book, then I really hope that my children would want the world to read my book. Mm. You know, that you guys are a direct reflection to if we're doing well and if we're actually living out what we say we're going to do and prioritizing connection. So imperfect parenting, you all can vouch, and we'll talk about that a little bit, of my imperfect parenting that has definitely happened. I make lots of messes. Daddy makes less messes, but he's still imperfect. But we are really good at choosing connection over trying to be perfect, I think.
Yes.
So, all right, are you guys ready for my questions?
Yes.
Okay. First one is, what does it mean to be a Serple kid?
I would say just like really being able to like encourage others and being able to just have the connection with your family. Like some families are just like not able to have this connection, but like I feel like the Serple family really carries the connection over disconnection. And also like in our house, a big thing is like being able to challenge. Like we don't want to just do something and then give up. Like being able to challenge and go through something hard is where you grow. So I feel like it's a big thing.
I feel like you just, to be a Serple kid, you are very like confident and like you're very loving. Mm-hmm. And like other families are not very loving. Like some families aren't, and they like don't like each other. But our family loves all of us. But yeah.
So what I heard you say in there is, we do a good job of loving each other individually. Mm-hmm. So you're relationship. So being a circle is, you know, you've developed confidence.
Yeah.
And you've developed a high value for loving everyone in your family, not just your mom and dad.
Yes.
Good. What about you?
Yeah, like what Addie said, of just we do hard things and we pursue connection over perfection, like in the book. And yeah, we do hard things and we try our best and we
dream big dreams.
Yeah,
it's like you're quoting our family.
I am. it was in my head, but I'm not trying to. But yeah, so just like all the, I feel like Addie said it really well. Just we challenge each other and we work hard, but we make sure we incorporate God in all of that as well.
Yeah. I think what you're all kind of saying in different ways is we do hold each other accountable to the hard things that we say we're going to do.
Yeah.
And I think you all have different hard things. You know, Delaney, you're about to become an adult and move away and she just got accepted. I don't know if you want to tell the world or not, but this is where you tell them. It's pretty fun. But she just got accepted somewhere really exciting that we're all excited about. And, you know, so there's that challenge. And, you know, Adeline is maturing and growing up and going into kind of your teenage years, which are huge. I mean, high school is right around the corner for you. And so navigating friends and how to do that well. And I think, Lincoln, you're similar to Addie in that stage of just growing up. But, you know, you've got different things that, you know, we've a lot of your challenges being consistent to your Taekwondo and different things that you've put as a target in your life. So good job, guys. All right, ready for the next question?
Yes.
What do you love most about our family?
I feel like that we can just, after like fights or after just an argument, we can be able to forgive each other. Like, we don't just run off to our rooms and stumble away and wait till a little bit later, but we kind of just like try and figure out a way to stay connected and stay pursuing each other. And also, like, we're able to, like, even after the hard times, just have like fun together. Like, not everything has to be serious. Like, we can go to, like, I don't know, like the zoo or something, like have fun together.
So you love that you're protecting your relationships.
Yeah.
And then we have fun. Mm-hmm. That's what you love. What about you, Lincoln? What do you love?
That we have like a bunch of fun, and we just all love each other, and we spend so much time all together. And like, if like one of us is like not feeling okay, then everybody else like helps them. Or like if everybody is sick or something like that, everybody helps them, helps each other. But,
yeah. And we're pretty helpful to one another in our needs. Yeah, love it.
Yeah, I love how we are really good at adjusting to whatever someone needs. Or I love how we can, we do a good job of encouraging people and everything, but we also really engage in each other's lives and celebrate them and all of that. So, yeah, and all that. And so we just work hard to make sure all of us feel really known and loved.
So you all talked about that we have high value for each other. What I also think is very unique is that you guys all get along really well. This is not one of the questions that's on the list, but I'm curious because people ask me all the time, how do I get my kids to stop fighting? And I'm sure that you've all witnessed your friends that maybe they fight a lot. No need to say names if you're thinking of anybody. But what makes it different in our home? Like, how do we create that? How do you guys have value for protecting your relationships and not just treating each other poorly or completely being disrespectful and violating each other's privacy or their needs? Like, why do you, Lincoln, choose to protect your sister's needs? Like, if they say, don't come in my room, don't do that, why do you choose to protect that and honor that when they've asked that of you?
I feel like I need to, like, honor their privacy because, you know, the teenage girls and I can't just walk in there. I need to honor their privacy.
Yeah.
And I just need to, like, walk away sometimes and just, like, say I'm sorry. And we all, like, say sorry, but, yeah.
So when you say walk away, what does that mean?
It's like go into my room or just go downstairs.
Is that because you're getting irritated or mad or frustrated? Like that's you managing yourself walking away or just walking away because you just don't want to deal with it?
Probably just walking away.
Yeah. So do you know how you learned how to do that? No. You don't know how you learned?
Maybe it's because I got older or something.
Yeah?
Like it just came in my mind or something.
You just did it like since you turned 10?
Yes.
Okay. What about you, Addie?
I would say like listening's a big part. Like you can't just like go up to them and be like, this is what you did, this is what you did. Like I feel like just being able to think back and be like, okay, what did I do wrong and how did that affect me? And tell them what you need. Like just telling them how you feel is a big thing because like in our house, we don't really like to like keep our feelings to ourselves. Like we don't want to like just keep it to ourselves. We want to like tell each other how it feels and how they affected us. So it's like being able to respect them and show them that like I did something wrong, but also you affect me in this way. Mm-hmm. So like that's a big thing, like listening.
Listening. Yeah. So where do you feel like you picked up listening skills?
I feel like I used to do this all the time, just like in the moment I would just say something back to them instead of actually listening to what they're saying. So like if you just take a moment and just listen to like what they actually feel, then you can pick it up and be like, okay, how did I actually affect them?
Yeah. So it's just something you started paying attention to?
Yeah.
Great.
Addie keeps taking all the stuff.
Well, you know, say it in your own way.
But yeah, so.
We'll skip her next time and go straight to you.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I mean, definitely listening. I think that we have learned that and watched that develop just watching our parents and watching your guys' relationships and how you work on those and build those. And so we just kind of follow your lead. And yeah, so I think the three of us have learned and not mastered but have gotten better at just listening to each other's needs and putting not only like when we're in a negative area but just like if we're just kind of hanging out then we like pursue each other and we celebrate each other and just pursue that as well just so we can stay connected and not like only like have a fight and then separate and then come back together when we cool down. It's just we choose each other to all hang out and love each other.
Yeah, love it. So another question for you guys is what is your favorite memory that we have as a family?
Probably either Disneyland or Bethel.
Yeah.
At Reading because it was just like really fun and the worship was really good. But either Disneyland or Bethel.
Disneyland or Bethel. All right. That's awesome. Very different reasons. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But when you say Bethel, when we went up for the leaders conference,
yeah.
You guys came with us. Yeah. Yeah. I love that.
It kind of has to go with Disneyland, but it was like a trip a little while ago. We got the tickets on the radio, but it was only two. So we all kind of like took a vote and just like gave it to the Lord and was like thinking like, how could we bless someone else instead of just giving it to our family? So we decided on like giving the two tickets to another family. And so then it kind of just showed like we got the tickets, even more tickets back after we gave them away because people were like, you were so nice. Mm-hmm. We want to give you more. So it was like, God came and like blessed us and like blessed our family. So I feel like that was really cool that we were able to get something like so fun out of God's love and like in his favor.
Mm-hmm. That was a trip we got to actually take with grandma and grandpa too.
Yeah, that was really fun.
So
that was like a while ago.
That was a long time ago. You guys were little. Lincoln was still in a stroller, I think.
Seriously.
I mean, you didn't have to be in a stroller, but we put you in a stroller so that I didn't have to carry you. Mm-hmm. You were right on that line. I think you were about 4 or 5, something like that. But I didn't go straight to you. I'm sorry. Is that the same story? If you did, I'm sorry.
Give me time to think. I have two that I really love. One is when we got Reagan. I think that was a really fun one.
And yeah, just, we love Reagan.
It's special in my heart. And another one is when we went to our first Valor retreat. Mm-hmm. I think that was a...
The school you guys go to?
Yeah. That was a big, like... It's a big moving moment for our whole family of just, like, this is what we want to be a part of and this is what we've been looking for. And so I think those are two really important memories and significant in our lives.
Yeah. I think that the Valor Retreat felt like it... It's kind of like an answer to all of our prayers, which is probably why it feels so impactful that it kind of...
Like, it's definitely hard to find, like, a school that, like, thinks the same, like, wants the same values that our family does. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of like our second family was, like, the Valor home. Definitely.
I think that's what Daddy and I walked away with from that encounter was we were just... Daddy and I were just crying because we're like, where... How?
Where are we?
Yeah.
I don't understand. We found
So if you guys need a school, go to Valor.
Addie's a commercial now.
Yeah. Check it out.
That's funny. Okay, well, here's a little bit of like a quiz for you.
Oh, no.
I know. Hot
quiz.
I already have enough. Okay.
And we'll put on display either what we need to work on or what we're great at. That's what the world's about to see.
Oh, yeah.
So speaking each other's love language... Lincoln, what do you think Addie's love language is?
Ooh.
Yeah. What is it?
Probably giving and like giving gifts and wait, what are love languages?
You know what they are.
Gifts, acts of service, quality time, touch, and words of affirmation.
Probably quality time.
I feel like I don't know mine 100%.
You can't quiz him if you don't know.
I know, kind of.
Well, does that feel... He said gifts and quality time. Does that feel like...
Yeah, I feel like that's it.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Lainey, do you want to do Addie or me?
I know you.
Okay.
That's rude. You don't know me? Okay, fine. Go ahead.
I feel like I know
or, I mean,
you.
Lincoln. Sorry, we do Lincoln or me. That's what you have to do. Addie, we just did.
Still you.
Okay.
I know that you are acts of service and know that you're gifts. And then I know, like, your third one is quality time.
It's true. It's true. All right, Addie, you got to do it back to your brother. What are his top love languages?
I feel like you might be touch, but I'm not 100%. Either touch or... Wait, is it acts of service?
Acts of service, quality time, words of affirmation.
I feel like he might be gifts. Words too, but I'm not sure. Like, you love hugs and stuff, but I feel like you also love spending time with someone. Mm-hmm. Am I right? What do you think?
I don't think he knows.
Know. Yes. Yeah, he doesn't know. Okay. So I'm going to say, yeah. Okay, cool. Yes.
So clearly we need to take the assessment again to refresh all your memories. But that's okay. All right.
I passed.
You passed. So I have to say you. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I think your number one is quality time. It's either that or touch. Those are the top two that I think
battle. I don't know what one wins between those two.
So quality time, touch is right up there. And then I think your next one is actually words.
Yeah. I feel like she has a big thing
she does have a big thing. But she doesn't want to look at you and she does this odd <She's> smile like, away like, and then your little, whatever that thing you're doing. That's it. So
deep down, I like it, but please stop.
So, okay, well, homework for the Circle family is to retake the love language test.
It's perfect parenting.
That's it. See, on display, guys. Hey, it's Brittany here. I'm normally on the Kylo Show, yes, but I wrote a book. I wrote a book for parents, but I talk a lot about moms. So if you're listening to this and you're a mom, who's frustrated, who feels like you're failing, who feels hopeless in this game of parenting that we're in, I want to invite you to read my book. It comes out Mother's Day this year, and I picked that day on purpose because I know that church is attended the most on Mother's Day, and I've met with so many moms out there that want to do this well, and so do I, which is why I wrote this book. I know that connection is the goal. And perfection just gets in the way. So if that's you, mom,
buy yourself this gift on Mother's Day. It's going to be worth it. So I hope that you feel blessed and encouraged by my new book, Imperfect Parenting. You can find it at imperfectparenting.co.
Let's talk about cleaning up our messes with one another. How that goes. Like, 'cause we've kind of referenced that a little bit at different times. You guys have talked about that. But are there certain situations or stories that you can remember where a mess was made, but you cleaned up the mess? Either you made the mess or someone else made the mess, but you felt that it was cleaned up and you got reconnected?
Like, I think I didn't go down to do the animals one time, and it was, like, me and Addie and Delaney home, and she told me to go down there, but I didn't, and she got and we got really mad at each other, so...
You mean you and Addie?
Yeah. But, like, a couple minutes later, we were like, I'm sorry, and we hugged it out, and... But, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's good. It wasn't worth staying disconnected all day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
I would say my story is when I first went to youth group, I cared so much about my appearance and, like, making a first impression. And so I started to, like, care more about, like, what people thought instead of my connection with my parents. So I kind of almost, like, took my insecurities out on them, like, being disrespectful and just not respecting them. And so after going to youth, like, before youth, my mom and my dad pulled me aside, was talking about how, like, I don't really have to care what I look like these things. I don't know.
We just talked about how it's more important that you care about staying connected than getting caught up in the swirl of what everybody else might think.
Yeah, like, staying connected is way more important than, like, what others think of me and what
the Lord believes to be true about you. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like this first introduction a little bit to you having so much external pressure to, will you fit in a way that you hadn't had before? And, you know, kind of discovering your own identity in Christ and going to Him for, okay, am I trying to get my value from other people or?
Yeah.
So we talked through that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You had a really great question that you asked us at the end of it. Do you remember what it was?
I don't think so.
We talked through all of it, and you asked us, what do you need?
Yeah, like, that's a really big thing in our house, just, like, staying connected. A big part of it is asking what you need. There's even a Bible verse where it says, tell God what you need. So it's, like, telling your parents what you need is the best way to solve and reconnect instead of, like I said earlier, instead keep me inside.
Yep. Great. Love it.
I think it was, I don't know, a couple months ago. I don't know.
In the summer?
Yeah, in the summer.
A year ago?
I don't know. It was like just the four of us or something. Maybe Lincoln wasn't around, but we just went to the lake with the puppy and we just kind of wanted to get out for the day. And we were in the crazy chaos of packing up and bringing everything back up the hill and the car. And we had a special expensive, like, blow up life vest or
only
something.
Only if you pull the cord.
Thing. Yeah. And then like it got, and I was lifting up the, it was like a paddle board. I lifted up the board and it got caught in a rock and it blew up the whole life vest. And then it was like,
And then I blew up.
And so then you just got really frustrated. And then I kind of shut down and disconnected as well. And then we just kind of drove the half hour home in silence. And then you went and talked to Addie and just asked if you had disconnected or made a mess. And then you we came and talked about it and it just reconnected. We just reconnected after that because we and it was an accident, and we just both were, you were scared, and I don't think it was ours, so it was a friend of ours, and we just didn't want to.
I managed myself poorly. Do you remember that moment, Addie?
I remember that too.
You remember that too?
Yeah. I remember walking into mom and dad's room, and mom was on the bed, and she asked me, she's like, how do you think I like reacted to that? And I said, I think it was definitely bigger than it had to be. Like, Lainey made a mistake, and we all make mistakes. So, I mean, I blow up at like the smallest things too, but like, it just shows that like our family isn't perfect, but like, even though after the mistakes and after the messes, we find a way to reconnect mm-hmm. and stay loving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember thinking, you know, maybe I was too hard, maybe it wasn't, you know, mm-hmm. all the things. And so I asked for your feedback because you were there, and I trust your feedback. And you said, I think it was an accident. I don't think she did it on purpose. Yeah. And I was like, yep. And I'm a big meanie. Okay. So I then went and found you. I remember that. And you were in bed, and I crawled on top of you, and you burst into tears.
Remember that?
And crying pancake. And I held you and apologized for getting angry over something, because, again, it wasn't ours, and I just overreacted to a panic of somebody else's stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Totally. And those things happen. We've all had different moments where we didn't handle ourselves really well and made a mess. But yeah, that was I remember that one. But it was, I don't know what I was thinking. I mean, I am not your dad. And he's the one that would take all three of you and the dog somewhere.
Yeah.
And
I don't know where dad was. He was doing something. He was like, let's just do something.
Let's go outside. I know.
And we had a crazy little puppy that added
brand new.
Yeah,
puppy.
She was baby, so she was running around everywhere.
And which is not like, I don't do well in the chaos. Like,
yeah.
And so that's the part that's funny is I am not the one. I like to have fun, but I'm like,
yeah.
I need someone that can manage the chaos. And I will.
But that's me. Like, I have to have a plan before I go. But dad's kind of like, let's get out. Let's do something. I'm like, no, but we have to have rules of why.
Why are we doing this?
Yeah.
So dad helps bring all the fun, and I'll just coordinate, you know, where we're going,
what
we're
eating. Dad's going to plan your way,
but
or
like,
an idea, and you're
together, you're stronger
it.
Together.
Yes, so we are stronger.
This is Hey Catch. And you.
Which I don't know why I decided to do that. I thought I could be like dad, but no. I need dad with me in those moments. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That makes it better. So anyways. Okay, another question that we have is learning to ask for your needs and confront one another and set boundaries respectfully. How do you do that? How do you set boundaries respectfully? How do you communicate when there's something happening that you need with one another? And what happens when they don't listen?
I would say this is showing what Lainey's boundaries, but her friend was over and they're hanging out, and I kind of just wanted to barge in and hang out with them. So Lainey was being respectful, and she's like, hey, could you please, we only have certain amounts of, like, days to hang out, and, like, I want us to have one-on-one, just hang out together.
This friend came from out of town.
Yeah.
Lainey, yeah.
And so I was always like, no, but I want to hang out. I don't want to be excluded. So I was kind of just barging in, always up in their space. And so Lainey was respectful about it, but I just kept being like, no, but I want to be in it too. So in that moment, I wasn't really respecting what she was saying and respecting what she needed. I wasn't really listening that well. So after she said, please get out, I kind of like thought about it, and I was like, I could have done something else than just disrespect her boundaries like that.
Mm-hmm. I think I remember her talking to me a little bit about it, and I just said, give her a little bit of space, and I think that the newness of Madeline coming was going to calm down, and then you could be part of it. But you also love to have fun, so you're like, I want to be in there.
Yeah. FOMO.
FOMO, yep, that's it. But no, I remember Lainey trying to not be rude or harsh, but also feeling like, I just want to protect some space. So.
Yeah, which is like the older sister move, like, I want to be with my older sister.
I remember, like, one where, I didn't do a chore I was meant to do, and Addie was just kind of frustrated at that, and I came and asked her if she needed anything from me, and I told her I was sorry, and we just kind of talked about it. She was, it was a while after, so she was cool, and I gave her a cookie. I was like, I'm sorry, but
she came
a peace offering cookie. I said, I have a peace cookie. She goes, okay, cool.
Well, she's like, I'm sorry, I didn't do your dishes, and I was like, no, you're fine.
Yeah, you didn't care, and you're like, awesome, cookie, but I still tried to address the situation, and
yeah.
Yeah. Do you think maybe it wasn't as big of a deal that you didn't do it because you're connected? So, like, if you weren't connected, let's say that you only had a level 2 connection and Lainey didn't help with the dishes like she was supposed to, and she tried to bring the peace offering cookie, yeah, and you had a level 2 connection, would that have gone over well? Or because you have a level 7, you're like, it's okay, you know?
Yeah. It probably would have caused an earthquake.
If it was at a level 2, it would probably handle it way different than we did. Like, definitely had to, like, if it was a level 2, we probably had to get, like, a parent involved in it. But since we're at, like, such a high value for each other, we were able to just, like, figure it out on our own.
Yeah. Well, that's good. What about you? You got any ideas floating in your head, little man?
Like, is it, like, respecting their boundaries? Is that what it is, mm-hmm, basically?
Sure, or communicating what you need from somebody, or confronting.
I think I was, like, annoying Addie or something. I just wanted to hang out with her because, like, it was just me and her alone. Mm-hmm. I wanted to hang out with her, but she was, like, being a little bit crazy. Like, she was, like, mad and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And I was, like,
I do remember a time you just FaceTimed me recently. Is that the time you're talking about?
I think so, yeah.
And you guys both were really upset about cooking or something. I don't know what you're doing. Baking.
Oh,
something?
Yeah, it was about cooking. It was,
I think,
like,
I was in the car with you or something.
It was like this microwave chicken something. And we're like, Lincoln, I was, because Mom was like, okay, we have a parenting thing you have to go to, so we need a quick dinner.
You were working, Lainey.
Yeah. Oh, okay, working girl. And then, so we had to cook it.
I remember that.
And so I was like, Lincoln, Mom told me to cook it, so let me cook it. And then, so he took the instructions. He goes, no, I'll help you. And I was like, Lincoln, if you're going to help me, you have to help me. And then he took it, and I was like, okay, now I'm getting annoyed, so don't help me. And so he's trying to help, but then I was running over trying to get the...
You weren't handling it well?
No. We were like two-year-olds running each other with the instructions. We're like, no, but I want to make... It was stupid. So after a call, we were like...
I think so. But okay. What happened is, like, you hurt his feelings, or you got...
It was really dumb to be fighting about that.
Makes a good story, though.
No, because I was, like, pulling his shirt. I was like, no, no!
So clearly you didn't handle it very well. But no. What I remember is that Lincoln was... You were angry. You FaceTimed me first.
Lincoln definitely handled it way better than I was, expecting him to be the younger one. And so Mom was like, you need to do something other than just handle it like that. And Lincoln was like, okay, I'm walking away. And I was like, no, we're not done. So he's like, no.
Well, the big thing is that you walked away, which is good. It's what you said before. You know, when I asked you more questions, we kind of got to, like, okay, maybe I didn't handle it so well. Even though I was calling you to tattle on him, even though I was the problem.
Yeah.
And then, but you...
It was the three of you then.
I'm glad we can make this to the joke now, because I would have been, like, so sensitive about this.
But I think you guys all cleaned up your mess. You both had your own parts to play, but...
Like, when we called you, you kind of talked to me separately, and then you called Lincoln separately, and we kind of, like, came together and, like, saw what we did. Mm-hmm. So I, like, realized, like, what I was doing wrong. So I was like, okay, I'm sorry, Lincoln. I definitely should have handled that better. And, like the as the older sibling, I should have walked away like you did, but I didn't.
We all have our moments. I got mad over life vest, so, you know, we all
at least it wasn't chicken.
Chicken. Chicken and a life vest. Makes for great stories. Do you guys feel like I or Daddy jump in and try and force you to have a good relationship, or, like, tell you have to say sorry? Do you feel like any of that happens in your relationship, or we put a lot of the hey, I don't know what you're going to do about this, but this is something you guys need to work out. Like, so it's up to you. Like, do we empower you to navigate your relationship together?
Mm-hmm. I feel like you don't like force us. You just like let us like talk it out and like hug it out, but mm-hmm. you don't like force say like say sorry or something, say sorry now or something. But mm-hmm. yeah.
I feel like our relationship is stronger because it's kind of like we're saying sorry to each other on our own instead of being forcing, because it kind of be like our relationship is connected because of our parents, not like one-on-one. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it like even stronger because like I'm able to say sorry to Lainey and say sorry to Lincoln for this, because like you guys definitely don't force us. You're like, okay, I want you guys to figure this out before you do something else, because this relationship is way more important than doing the dishes or way more important.
Youth group or something like that. Yeah. So we just help create, we have a high value that you guys have a healthy relationship, mm-hmm. but we don't manage your relationship.
Yeah.
That's what I...
It's kind of like you guys, like the three of us don't manage the parenting.
I hope not.
You guys work it out. Work it
or
out.
Or a marriage. I guess that's more of what you're saying. You two. Though you've given feedback when Daddy and I are not being fun to be with, that's for sure. That's funny. All right. What does it mean to be a powerful kid? Lainey, are you ready to go first? We're skipping your sister, remember?
Yeah. Fine.
To be a powerful kid, I mean, I think you... I don't know if it's like if maturity is the right word, but that could be a part of it, of just like maturing and owning who you are and owning your mistakes and owning what you're good at and what you know and your relationships and all of that, and putting all that you know and all that you are into those relationships and just letting that. And I think just being like your like authentic self is just all that makes you like noticeable and makes you powerful and makes you helps you leave an impact on people, and standing up for things that you know and you love, and I think there's a lot of elements, but I don't think it's that complex. I think it's just like you have to just be in love with whatever you want to be powerful over, and just like in a loving way and all that. So
mm-hmm. a lot of self-awareness is what mm-hmm. I'm hearing.
Yeah.
And that, and maturing and reflecting and being responsible for your stuff and what you're doing. So mm-hmm. that's what I heard that you were saying.
Like, to be a powerful kid, it's being able to like what Lainey said, like being able to know what you did wrong. Like what I said earlier, like being able to have the relationship one-on-one instead of it being through the parents is just being powerful, because you're able to be like almost mature in that and just choose to keep like loving on each other and loving like the love languages. So
yeah. Well, what do you think? What does it mean to be a powerful kid?
What Addie and Lainey said.
No, well, let's expand. What do you got? What do you got for me?
Maybe to like, not care about your mistakes or something.
Not get stuck on if you make a mistake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like not get like focused on it, just move on, mm-hmm. and
try again.
Yeah, try again.
Yeah, I feel like that's something I struggle with too. Like I can just like if someone hurt me. Or if I hurt them, then I can just, like, be like, oh, I'm such a bad person. I did that. So, like, being able to just, like, be powerful and accept that, like, I made a mistake and, like, that's not who I am. I'm more than that mistake. Mm-hmm. So, like, I love how Lincoln Ward did that.
Yeah, that's great. Cool. Well, is there anything that you would like our listeners to know or be encouraged in? The book's coming out, so that's why you guys are on here. This is why I wanted you to endorse the book, because mm-hmm. I think you've got powerful things to say, and you know we've worked really hard on a lot of certain things in our family. We're pretty known for our connection and the mm-hmm. love and value we have for one another. If you could encourage them and give them something, what would you give them? What would you say?
Like a parent?
Yeah, like if a parent has a 10-year-old son, What would you tell that parent that that 10-year-old son might need?
Maybe spend time with him because he's, like, growing,
mm-hmm.
becoming, like, a middle schooler or something.
Yeah.
And maybe just loving him and having fun times with him and just spending time with him. But, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, if I think about all my – all the times I've been, like, around teenagers that
– You've got a lot of friends that are about to leave the house.
That are just maybe, like, complaining. And I wish I had more freedom. I wish I – my parents understood, yada, yada, yada. I don't know if – I mean, I'm at a different stage of life than, like, maybe – a 13, 14, 15-year-old that might want freedom, but maybe not at the age to have a bounty of it. But I know that for me, I think, like, just time with a parent or with anyone, just like my parents or my siblings, and just quality time to just talk and share my needs and share my interests and share my love and my loves, and then vice versa. It's just something that really helps my connection with a lot of people, and it doesn't even have to be familial. It can just be, like, anyone. But I know that that's one thing. Like, I know, like, people are like, I wish I had more connection or I wish I had more freedom. And I know that people have done that, and they're like, I just feel so much more connected. I feel so much more free in that sense that they know me and all that. So,
yeah, to be known.
I would say just, like, listening and being there for each other and just building that trust. And, like, as a 13-year-old, I don't know, like, being able to known by, like, your friends and your family, like, especially your parents, is, like, a big thing. You'd be like, oh my gosh, my parents actually know me and know who I am, like, similar to, like, what you guys said. Like, just being known is such a big thing. Like, I know it sounds small. Like, you're like, sure, my parents know me. Like, they gave birth. Dad didn't give birth to me. Mom gave birth to me.
Yeah.
But just, like, I don't know. Having that relationship is really important, because then if we didn't have a good relationship, I don't think I would be able to, like, know all these things about connection and how to, like, react to a situation. Like, I feel like because of our connection, I've grown mature in these certain ways.
So I think that you're, regardless of, you know, what age your kid is in, I think the encouragement is connection, is what you guys are saying.
Yeah.
It's a huge priority. And you all hear it differently and experience connection differently. But that, you know, I think creates such stability in your identity in our family, and then really growing in your identity in the Lord gives a lot of opportunity there, because you trust us to lead you in those things.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Awesome. Well, we filled the Kylo Show with my amazing
Without
children.
Papa!
Without Papa.
Just kidding, I miss him.
We'll bring him back. We'll bring him back. But awesome. Well, guys, thanks so much for sharing and answering mm-hmm. questions with everybody, and you know, just putting our world on display. I wrote this book because I want parents to get to, you know, create something that they enjoy in their own homes. Mm-hmm. And Daddy and I enjoy you guys so much. You are the brightest light, you know, in our little family unit. We just, you guys are big, huge joy bombs that go off in our house, you know.
I just feel like it's going to be so cool to watch, like, parents pick up, like, what our family does and what you and Dad do and start it in their home, like, after reading your book, and they just see that Imperfect Parenting book. Is just going to be, like, so cool to watch, like, what happens to our family happens in others.
Yeah, and I think that's the whole thing of the Kylo Show, is that whole mm-hmm. healthy families are going to save the world. And and we want that for all the families that we know, and that everybody can enjoy and love each other well. So mm-hmm. awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us on the Kylo Show. It was a unique one today. And literally from my family to yours, we are praying that whole healthy families save mm-hmm. the world. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening. Never miss an episode of The Kylo Show by subscribing to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or watch us on the Loving on Purpose YouTube channel. Don't forget to submit your questions and testimonies to thekyloshow.com. The Kylo Show is produced by Allie Armading, co-produced by Ashley Beck and Anna Hill, sound engineer and edited by Taylor Silk, and show promoter Christian Zamora. Don't forget, whole healthy families, gonna save the world.